Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, July 28th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, how to refinance in today's market and how to deal with office manipulators. The key thing a homeowner must have to be able to refinance is equity.
You have to have 20%, and you've either got to do that by having your home price appreciate, which is starting to happen as the market recovers, or you have to bring the cash to the table.
That was MarketWatch reporter Daniel Goldstein. He also says it is very important for people to be careful and not use their home equity like an ATM.
The real thing that you really want to look for is, are you saving at least a half a percent if you're going to go from a lower interest rate?
Everyone has worked with someone who has risen through the ranks for the wrong reasons. People should not assume that these office manipulators are completely incompetent.
They may be very good at appearing to be even more competent than they are. And these traits, they please people, and they sometimes are misunderstood or distorted into making people think they're a little better than they are.
That was Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. It is important for managers to identify these people and figure out how to properly use them.
If they rise to very high levels in the organization, can do a lot of harm because the power tends to go to their heads, and they may need some training or coaching before they get to that point.
Machiavellian executives can be great negotiators and visionaries, but sooner or later, they will do something to harm the company and themselves.
According to fraud experts, they begin to think they're above the rules, and that's often their downfall. They maybe start to cook the books or misrepresent the company's gains. This eventually will derail your career if these traits get out of control.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.